Hello, my name is Chip Lane. You're listening to Total EM. Now, recently we already covered an RCT, a randomized control trial, using antibiotics in the cases of abscess. But we also want to talk about another RCT that we recently covered with Salim Razai on his website, Rebel EM. And this time we're also talking about dexamethasone for the use of sore throat, using no antibiotics or using a placebo instead of using dexamethasone. This is an interesting trial, and we talked about it quite a bit on RebelCast. I highly suggest that you also listen to the RebelCast episode of this when we talk about dexamethasone, because we talk about our own clinical pearls and stuff like that. Now, I wanted to also release my own little piece of content, which he's going to include on his website as well. So we're going to link each other up on this, because I'm going to talk about a little more of the kind of finer points of this study, basically a BEAM approach to this topic. Now, I know last time when we covered the RCT, I didn't really go into those types of details. I kind of left it up in the open, but that's because we have two places to talk about this one. So I want to go into a little more of the methodical detail. The title of this paper is Effect of Oral Dexamethasone Without Immediate Antibiotics versus Placebo on Acute Sore Throat in Adults, the TOAST Trial. Now we're going to start with the case as always. A 24-year-old female with no past significant medical history and who is not pregnant comes to your department complaining of a sore throat. A resident sees the patient and says she reports a subjective fever without cough at home and that over-the-counter medications have not controlled her pain. Her rapid strep test is negative, and you have a lower suspicion for bacterial infection, thinking it is most likely a viral infection that is the cause this time. The patient is hoping to get something in addition to what she has at home to control her symptoms. Your resident asks about giving dexamethasone without antibiotics. Now, the background of this, corticosteroids inhibit transcription of pro-inflammatory mediators and airway endothelial cells responsible for pharyngeal inflammation and symptoms of pain. They have been used in other upper respiratory infections, such as acute sinusitis and croup. In adults, previous studies with dexamethasone are in combination with antibiotics, but studies of children have included dexamethasone without antibiotics. This study is unique as it is evaluating the benefits of oral corticosteroids for acute sore throat in primary care in the absence of antibiotics. Now, our clinical question is, does a single dose of oral dexamethasone in the absence of antibiotics provide symptom relief for acute sore throat pain in adults presenting for primary care? Now, let's go over our reference. So we're going to start with the PICO. The population, patients aged 18 years or more presenting to primary care with sore throat and odynophagia, pain with swallowing, for less than 7 days that is judged clinically to not be caused by an infection that requires immediate antibiotics, for which the patient was willing and had the capacity to give consent and complete the trial paperwork. Exclusion criteria included patients who used inhaled or oral corticosteroids in the last month, adenotonsillectomy, antibiotic use less than 2 weeks ago, or a clear alternative diagnosis such as pneumonia was made. The intervention was a single oral dose of 10 milligrams of dexamethasone, and the comparison was an identical placebo. The outcome was a proportion of patients experiencing complete resolution of symptoms at 24 hours. The author's conclusions, among adults presenting to primary care with acute sore throat, a single dose of oral dexamethasone compared with placebo did not increase the proportion of patients with resolution of symptoms at 24 hours. However, there was a significant difference at 48 hours. So let's go over the quality checklist for randomized clinical trials. 1. The study population included or focused on those in the ED. No, this study was performed in primary care settings in the United Kingdom. 2. The patients were adequately randomized. Yes. 3. The randomization process was concealed. Yes. 4. The patients were analyzed in the groups for which they were randomized. Yes. 5. The study patients were recruited consecutively, i.e. no selection bias. No. The treating primary care clinician had to first make the determination whether or not the patient needed immediate antibiotics. 6. The patients in both groups were similar with respect to prognostic factors. Yes. 7. All participants, patients, clinicians, outcome assessors, were unaware of group allocation. Yes. 8. All groups were treated equally except for the intervention. Yes. 9. Follow-up was complete, i.e. at least 80% for both groups. Yes. 10. All patient-important outcomes were considered. Yes. 11. The treatment effect was large enough and precise enough to be clinically significant. No. Let's go over the key results. A total of 576 patients were randomized, for which 565 eligible randomized patients were assessed, with 288 receiving dexamethasone and 277 receiving placebo. At 24 hours, 65 participants, 22.6% receiving dexamethasone and 49, 17.7% receiving placebo, reported complete resolution, but this was not statistically significant, with a p-value of 0.14. However, at 48 hours, 102 participants, or 35.4% in the dexamethasone group, and 75, or 27.1% in the placebo group, experienced complete resolution of symptoms, a p-value of 0.03. Now, let's go over the key points of debate. There were 8 secondary outcomes. All secondary outcomes were considered exploratory. However, this can be concerning for data mining, and the secondary finding of 48-hour resolution may be more noise than anything. However, as we talked about on the Rebelcast post, we think this may actually be really something, but it's worth saying that because of the potential for data mining, this may not be a solid case. We must also be cautious, since the primary outcome was not statistically significant. The secondary outcome of resolution at 48 hours could be potentially another point to study in the future for confirmation. Another point is that the return rate of symptom diaries or follow-up questionnaires was 75%. Although similar to previous study return rates, poor completion rates could result in lower rates of accuracy. Other forms of follow-up may have been more effective to obtain better results for some of the outcomes measured. This study was underpowered for detecting a modest effect on the primary outcome. A larger study could potentially identify statistically significant difference between treatments that could not be detected here. The study was not powered to detect a difference in adverse effects either. And yet another point, patients in this trial may not have been experiencing severe enough symptoms to receive benefit from dexamethasone. Those participating in the study were excluded if they had symptoms or findings that were concerning for infection that required immediate antibiotics. This could imply that the patients in general were more sick and would have been better patients for corticosteroids. Previous research supports this finding based on how corticosteroids have been used in other studies for adults and children. And our last point, since this was a study in primary care, patients may not have had as severe of symptoms as if they had went to an emergency department. So patients who present in the ED in general tend to be sicker than those who go to primary care. For that potential reason, patients who present in the emergency department may have been more likely to benefit, just like we specified for those with more severe symptoms in general. This can mean that the study is less applicable, and again, we talked about this on Rebelcast. So comparing conclusions, we generally agree that for adults presenting in primary care with acute sore throat, that a single dose of oral dexamethasone may not increase the rate of total resolution compared to placebo, but that this appears to be better at 48 hours. And the reason why I put the emphasis on total is because that's really what I was measuring. Now, you could have had improvement at 24 hours compared to placebo, but this was going for a total resolution of symptoms. Our bottom line? We agree that corticosteroids may be beneficial in sore throat, just like in other upper respiratory infections, but that its effect is more likely to be beneficial in those with more severe symptoms. So let's talk about the case resolution. You discuss with both the patient and the resident that corticosteroids could be beneficial in helping improve symptoms and leading to resolution, but that there is some potentially conflicting data. After shared decision-making of the risks, benefits, and potential complications, the patient agrees to try a single dose of dexamethasone while the throat culture is pending. On follow-up with her PCP 2 days later, her culture is negative and the resolution of her sore throat has been complete. The clinical application at this time, corticosteroids such as dexamethasone do appear to be beneficial but are not without risk and should carefully be used in appropriate patients with avoidance in groups when possible, such as those with diabetes mellitus. What do I tell my patient? A single dose of dexamethasone is commonly used in emergency departments for a variety of upper respiratory infections, such as acute sinusitis and croup. There is growing evidence of benefit in sore throat, and given the severity of your symptoms without relief of home measures, this could potentially be beneficial for you. Corticosteroids are not without risk, though, and should be avoided when possible. Now, thank you for listening again to this podcast, and I know this one's a little different still than what we've done in the past, so I appreciate any and all feedback. Please let me know your thoughts in general and email us at thetotalem@gmail.com or see us at Twitter or Facebook. We hope to talk to you again soon. Until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere. Thank you for downloading another episode of Total EM. We want to thank our bandwidth sponsor, FunnyRx, for sponsoring this show. You can also see them on our website, but we also have included links to their website, funnyrx.com. Again, thank you, FunnyRx, for sponsoring this episode.